I'm Farai Chidea, sitting in for Adora Udoji, who's on maternity leave.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway. Well, he wrote the book, the e-book anyway, called Dumb Money, How Our Greatest Financial Minds Bankrupted the Nation. It's available on Kindle. But Dan Gross, any money at all, dumb or otherwise, would be welcome in this economy. The numbers just out this morning, 8.1% unemployment rate in February. Dan, I don't want to do a what's the market reaction kind of ultimately moronic story. What I would like to do is inquire with you, what does this directly have an impact on in the broader economy? It seems to me retail is the first answer, and we're going to start seeing businesses going away for good at this point, right?
Well, that's too bad, because I had my moronic response prepared.
Oh, yes!
Which is that the market would like to see clarity from Washington.
That's perfect. You're hired on CNBC.
At least someone will get hired somewhere, right?
That's right. That's right.
Look, this the number is actually not quite as bad as feared. People were talking about 700,000 jobs being lost. In fact, only 650,000 were. To me, the most distressing number is not that 8.1% unemployment rate, but the U6 figure, which calculates the unemployed and people who are working part-time because they want to be, but want to be working full-time, and people who've given up. That number is up to 14.8%,
oh, wow,
highest it's ever been, which indicates that there's a lot of people who really want to be working but can't find enough work to keep them busy. And as you do note, this is bad for the retail business. We are going to continue, and I think what the indication is, and it's a kind of chicken and egg thing, when you see companies fail, like Circuit City, a lot of other retailers, rather than reorganize and reopen and shrink, they're just shutting down and liquidating. So Circuit City did that. You're seeing this with newspapers. And kind of that's what happens when there's a sense that there isn't good consumer demand because the job situation is so bad. A lot of people figure, why go to the trouble of trying to stick it out as a business? Why knock ourselves out if we're just not going to make it? And, of course, that contributes to further job loss.
Right. I mean, you've described the cycle there sort of perfectly. Some have tried to find some silver linings inside these numbers. There is a year-to-year hourly wage number that's up about 3%. Is that just an anomaly, or is anyone likely to feel that wages are rising?
I wouldn't read too much into that. If you want, I don't know if it's good news, but thank God for government and for education and healthcare, because those are the only sectors that added jobs. And the encouraging thing about that, not that we want government to control the economy, is that there was all this concern that, you know, states running out of funds, like California, were furloughing people and laying people off. Some of the stimulus package that's funneling money to the states may put a brake on that. The government is the employer of last resort. It's holding steady. That's the only piece of good news I can find.
Last resort and first resort. Dan Gross, senior editor at Newsweek, of course, author of the new e-book, Dumb Money, How Our Greatest Financial Minds Bankrupted the Nation. It's available on Kindle. And Takeaway listeners who send an email to dumbmoneybook@gmail.com can get a free first chapter. And Dan Gross will find all the good news for you, if there is any, or at least the humorous news on why dumb money happened to all of us. Thanks, Dan. And remember, unemployment rate, 8.1%, just out this morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.